Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Sorry to our callers. We had some technical difficulties, but we're starting the show right now. We're going to start with our caller from 214309. Hold on a second. Oh, we add you into the queue. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is DeAndre Gills, producer name Dre Skills, and I live in Dallas, Texas, and I make beats.
All right. What kind of sounds do you usually look for when you're making a beat?
Well, that's a good question. So when I was 9, I wanted to play the drums, and my mother said no because of the amount of noise that a drum set would make in her home. And, I mean, I was pretty disappointed, but, you know, whatever. Parents tell you no all the time. And then one day, or actually a couple of days later, after I asked that question, I came home and there was a keyboard sitting on my bed. And my mom was pretty much like, hey, dude, learn this. And that was that. So playing piano game, you know, my first instrument, you know, that I, or first exposure to making music, that's kind of the first sound that I go for, is something very either piano friendly or, you know, or sort of orchestral. And if you take a listen to most of my beats, you know, there's a very prominent either piano or string chorus, or sometimes both. And on top of that, another major thing for me is, you know, I always have a melody and or a rhythm in my head, you know, and I always kind of start from that. I always want it to sound very natural, very unique. You know, I don't use samples, so, you know, it's it kind of just kind of comes together. It builds on whatever, you know, sound I have in my head, and you know, it just goes from there.
All right, and for artists who are looking to get beats, is there a way that they can connect with you and hear some of the stuff that you got?
Yeah, absolutely. I use primarily, for that purpose, I use SoundClick, and the web address would be www.soundclick.com/DreSkills, which is DreSkillz.
All right. We're going to come back to you in a minute. We have another caller also from the 214854.
That's my girlfriend.
All right. Your gopher is still being loaded into the queue. We're going to toss it real quick to a song. We're going to toss it to Rihanna featuring Chris Brown with Nobody's Business, and we'll continue this conversation after the song. All right. Something seems to be up with that.
You're always mine. Sing it to the world. Always be my boy. I'll always be your girl. Nobody business. Ain't nobody business. Ain't nobody business. just let's make out and reflect this. There's no other love just like this. I like with you, I wonder can we become love persona? You'll always be the one that I wanna come home to, boy. Let me love you and show you how special you are. I wanna be your baby, you'll always be my baby. Tell me what you want now.
Sing it to the world, baby, give me time. I'ma be your girl, I wanna make you mine. And it ain't nobody's business, it ain't nobody's business. It ain't nobody's business, it ain't nobody's business. Just mine and my baby.
Your love is perfection. Please point me in the right direction. I'ma give you all my affection. Every touch becomes infectious. Let's make out in this Lexus. There's no other love just like this. I like with you, I wonder can we become love persona? You'll always be the one that I wanna come home to, girl. Let me love you and show you how special you are. I wanna be your baby, you'll always be my baby. Tell me what you want.
Sing it to the world, baby, give me some.
Give me some.
You gon' be my girl.
My girl,
I wanna make you mine. And it ain't nobody's business, it ain't nobody's business. And I wanna make you mine. And it ain't nobody's business, it ain't nobody's business. It ain't nobody's business, it ain't nobody's business. Just mine and my baby.
And that was Rihanna featuring Chris Brown with Nobody's Business. If you're just joining us today on Wildin' Out Industry Wednesdays, we're speaking with a producer. This is something a little different than we usually do on our Wildin' Out Industry Wednesdays, but under the same umbrella, giving you an education on the industry. And this episode being about music production. What genres or what sounds, I know this might sound like a similar question, inspire you to make beats?
I would say definitely hip hop. If I were to be kind of specific, I would say I'm heavily influenced by Kanye West. Also, 40. A full name, Noah Shubib, 40, who's produced quite a few of Drake's first and second album. I'm a big fan of bringing hip-hop rhythms and orchestra instruments together, you know. So, for instance, I have a beat that has a really strong cello riff in place of, you know, a normal bass line, and you know, and it works, it actually works really well. But I would say also my piano training was primarily classical and, you know, with a touch of pop. I know the first song that I learned, or first piece, I should say, I learned on the piano was Let It Be by the Beatles. And so, you know, the pop sound and the four chords, the four magic chords, that's a big deal to me. But in terms of the instrumentation, you know, I always kind of go for a more acoustic sounding or orchestra sounding effect.
All right, we're going to take another brief break while we and talk to you a bit more. We're going to toss it to Beyonce with Upgrade You. Coming in, it's Beyonce.
Yeah, B, talk your shit.
Time to let me upgrade you.
How you gonna upgrade me? I'm tired of number one. You know I used to beat that block. Now I bees the block.
Let me upgrade. I hear you be the block, but I'm the life to keep the streets on. Notice you the type that likes to keep them on the leash, though. I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing. Believe me, come harder. This won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself. Trust me, you need me. This ain't a shoulder with a chip or an ego. But what you think they all mad at me for? You need a real woman in your life. Taking care of home and still fly.
Upgrade you, I can
cave watch, dimples in your necktie, Hermes briefcase, Cartier top clip, silk line blazer, diamond cool facial, CBS cufflinks, dicks all pink tweet, finna let me upgrade you, upgrade you, finna let me upgrade you, upgrade you, let me upgrade you, upgrade you, finna let me upgrade you.
Alright, that's Beyonce with Upgrade You. Now, I wanted to ask you, when you were growing up, who are some of the producers that you listened to that, you know, that you were a fan of growing up?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say number one, Kanye. Number two, definitely Timbaland. There's also, of course, J Dilla. As I got a little bit older, I can't think of his name, Scott Storch. I actually started, you know, picking my music based on the producer more than on the content. And, you know, Scott Storch and Timbaland, definitely two of my favorites. And I would say even all the way to this day, those would be my number one influences. I mean, of course, now there's, you know, people like DJ Mustard and Michael Made It, but definitely coming up, you know, I was a big fan of all of the Aaliyah tracks and Missy Elliott tracks that Timbaland was doing, or, you know, Scott Storch and the different tracks he did for Busta Rhymes, and those are definitely, you know, if I had to pick the dopest beats that I can think of, you know, it would definitely be beats by those guys.
Now, I think every producer, I've done some producing, has that one, like, dream artist or dream act, you know, someone in the industry that, you know, that they'd have this perfect concept for working with. So who would you actually want to produce for that's in the industry already and big in the industry?
Man, I have two tracks that I think T.I. would be the perfect fit for, or that'd be a perfect fit for him. And, you know, he's one of my favorite artists in general, you know, not just hip hop. I would be elated if, you know, if I could give him one of my tracks and have him record on it, I'd be absolutely elated.
Alright. Now, are there any artists that influence you that people might be surprised to know influence you?
Yeah, actually, a couple. I'm actually really heavily influenced by Prince. And kind of in the same vein by Madonna. I'm actually a big fan of both of their music. And again, Madonna is a good example of someone whose music is, you know, obviously categorized as pop. But, you know, if you listen to some of her greatest tracks, like, they're really not only they're cross-genre tracks, but, you know, in terms of the instrumentation, like, the people that produce for her, they're not afraid to take instruments that are, you know, as far away from each other as the ends of the earth and put them together and play them over a slick beat, you know, and that's really what it's all about. It's about being non-traditional and stepping outside of the boundaries and, you know, building something beautiful.
All right. Well, since you mentioned Kanye West before, I'm going to toss it right now for a quick break to Kanye West's Good Life as our as a nice throwback joint. Coming in, it's Kanye West with Good Life.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
I'ma get on the TV, mama. I'ma put you down.
Hey, 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 hey.
I'm
coming to the good life. With niggas is COG. And get pulled over in they new feed. The good life, let's go on a living spree. Yeah, they say the best things in life are free. The good life, it feel like Atlanta, it feel like LA, it feel like Miami, it feel like NY. Summertime shy, ah. So I roll through good, y'all pop the trunk, I pop the hood, Ferrari. And she got the good, and she got that ass, I got the look, sorry. Yo, it got to be, cause I'm seasoned. Haters give me them softy looks, sorry. But she told me, don't hit it, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate and watch the money pile up. It's good life.
I go for mine, I got to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. I go for mine, I got to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
The girls who ain't on TV cause they got more
ass than the models.
The good life, to keep it coming with the bottles. To she feel booze like she bombed out of Apollo. The good life, it feel like Houston, it feel like Philly, it feel like D.C., it feel like B.A. or the Bay or yay. Hey, this is the good life. Homie, tell me what's good. Why I only got a problem when you in the hood?
Welcome to the good life.
Like I'm new in the hood. The only thing
I wish a nigga would.
Welcome to the good life.
He probably think he could, but
oh,
I don't think he should.
Welcome to the good life.
50 told me, go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate. And watch the money pile up. It's good life.
I come for mine.
Yeah.
I got to shine. Now throw your hands.
I get in some brain with that ass. He said, I never seen snakes on a plane. Whether you broke or rich, you gotta get this. Having money's that everything that having it is. I was splurging on trips, but when I get my car back activated, I'm back to Vegas. Cause I always had a passion for flashing. Before I had it, I closed my eyes and imagined the good life.
Better than the life I lived when I thought that I was gonna go crazy. And now my grandmama ain't the only girl calling me baby.
And that was Kanye West with Good Life. One question I have for you, I want to know, is there, if you could have one artist that's no longer with us that you could have produced for, I know this is in the same vein as one of our last questions, but in that same vein, if you could have one artist that's no longer with us that you could produce for, who would it be?
That's easy, actually. It'd be Aaliyah. If you check any of my playlists or my personal music that I listen to, you'll find Aaliyah a lot. So I'm really kind of enamored with the range of styles that, you know, she used from the time it came out to the time of her passing. You know, if you go back to her first album, she, a lot of people say, you know, Aaliyah couldn't actually sing that well, but if you go back to her first album, you know, she could hold her own with, you know, Whitney Houston or whoever, you know, and, but, you know, the slick R&B tracks, you know, hip-hop style tracks, that's what sells the most, and I would love to, you know, even now, I wouldn't mind doing a mashup just of some of your vocals and, you know, some of my work. But yeah, it would definitely be her.
All right. We actually do have an Aaliyah song on deck. We're going to toss it to Aaliyah with One in a Million, and we'll be back in a few to talk some more. It's Aaliyah with...
Baby, you don't know what you do to me. Between me and you, I feel like chemistry. I won't wait no one to come and take your place. 'Cause the love you give, it can't be replaced. Is it going down? Let me let you do. That's why I don't mind. Spend my life with you. I wanna please you.
Alright, that was Aaliyah with One in a Million. Now, when you're producing a track, do you feel like you usually gravitate more towards softer melodic sounds or more up-tempo sounds? And what resonates with you tempo-wise, up-tempos, down-tempos?
I'm more of an up-tempo guy. It really kind of depends on the track and the purpose of the track. I make music based on my mood at that moment in time. So, you know, whether it's a positive or a negative mood or you know, whatever, that determines whether I use a major or a minor key, and that also determines, you know, how fast the track will be. Most of my tracks are between 90 and 100 beats a minute. As a rule, I think I've got like maybe two that are outside of that. But you know, it's kind of a typical hip hop tempo, hip hop metronome. But not too fast though. I'm not into the club music or the dancing hip hop, you know, bubblegum rap. It's not really my forte. Although I've got tracks that could be certainly used that way, but that's not necessarily the way they were intended or the thought that I had in mind when I made it.
All right. So would that sort of go along with like someone who might choose to do like a beef track on an up-tempo beat?
You said a beef track.
I don't know if you'd consider this bubblegum. Let me give you an example. This is actually from a group that I'm a part of, known as the MSFP crew. This song is called Pump Up the Music, and you'll hear what I'm saying, where it's more of an up-tempo track, but if you listen to the lyrics, especially within my verse, and you'll be able to definitely distinctively tell whose voice versus whose, because it's a co-ed hip-hop duo. So this is, for an example, I'm going to toss it to this song, Pump Up the Music. And we'll talk more in a few minutes. There comes a time when people give you shit, and the only relief is to pump up the music.
Yeah. Fuck the haters, fuck discriminators, fuck all of yellow if you don't like my flavor. Fuck the haters, fuck discriminators, fuck all of yellow if you don't like my flavor. Little bitch wanna step to me. Little bitch never an MTV. Little bitch can't hold the candle to me. Little bitch, think that the fake can be. You think I'm a clone of you? I've been doing this since I was two. You have six CDs? You have more than six STDs. And yes, little bitch, I fucked your girl. Fucked her in the ass and ate out her squirrel. I bet little bitch is sick of me now. I bet little bitch is living down and out. So, fuck the haters, fuck discriminators. Fuck all of yellow if you don't like my flavor. Fuck the haters, fuck discriminators. Fuck all of yellow if you don't like my flavor. Little bitch just wanna step into me. Little bitch never an MTV. Little bitch needs to handle me. Little bitch is faking the fake me.
St. Louis, New Jersey, L.A., and even
fuck discriminators. Fuck all of y'all if you don't like my flavor. Fuck the haters, fuck discriminators. Fuck all of y'all if you don't like my flavor. Fuck the haters, fuck discriminators. Fuck all of y'all if you don't like my flavor. Little bitch just wanna step to me. Little bitch never an MTV. Little bitch you can handle me. Little bitch is fake at the fake B. Little bitch wanna step to me. Little bitch never an MTV. Little bitch can't always handle the me. Little bitch just thinking the fake can be. You think I'm a clone of you? I've been doing this since I was two. You have 6 CDs. You have more than 6 STDs. And yes, little bitch, I fucked your girl. Fucked her in the ass and ate out a squirrel. I bet little bitch is sick of me now. I bet little bitch is living down and out. So fuck the haters, fuck discriminators. Fuck all of y'all if you don't like my flavor. Fuck the haters, fuck discriminators. Fuck all of y'all if you don't like my flavor.
By my group MSFP crew. If you're just joining us, we're talking with a producer on air with us, and we were discussing emotions within music, and I was playing this to show a beef track on an up-tempo beat. I know that this is probably more on a, I would say, a poppier side of hip-hop. But I was just trying to use this as an example that, yes, traditionally people tend to go with the up-tempo for the more happy occasions and the down-tempo. But sometimes there are songs where you can blur the lines.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with that. That track actually reminds me really strongly of a track called, this is not one of my tracks, by the way, but a track done by this group, which I think is now defunct, called The Medic Droid. And they had a song called For Sure, Maybe, or something like that. And the synth and the rhythm sounded a whole lot like the track that you just played. In terms of my own music, I do have one or two tracks that are very similar in beat and tempo. But the key, that's the thing. The key. Most of my music is actually in a minor key, so it has a darker or in some cases almost gloomy or heck, in a couple of cases kind of evil feel to it, and that's just, you know, that's what I enjoy. But, you know, even a song written in a minor key, if the tempo is correct and the lyrics are correct, you know, you can really, like you said, blur the lines between different kinds of rap and different and music and different moods of music.
Right. On an artistic level, I would definitely like to speak to you more after the show. Being an artist as well as a host, I'm always looking also for new beats. I produce as well, but, you know, most, you know, I usually go perform on more up-tempo beats, and it's weird because I very rarely perform on my own beats because a lot of my beats come out sounding down-tempo.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Well, let's do another toss to another throwback joint. This is Notorious B.I.G. with Mo Money, Mo Problems. We'll talk a bit more in a few.
Tell me who flop, who cop the blue drop, who jewels drop pop, who holds the ocean down to the blue drop. The same old pimp, mate, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop, try, see my name on a blimp. Guarantee a million cells full of love or luck. You don't believe in Harlem World, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Niggas didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem with the goldie sound. Can't no PG hold me down. Cuda, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Hootie. True pimp, spin no dough on the booty. Yeah, there go me, there go your cutie.
Send us some MP3s. You can email us at bigstatsradio@gmail.com, and I would love to have you back on next Wednesday.
Yeah, I'd be honored. I've definitely got some, as you said, some finished products that I'd love to let you guys hear and, you know, have played on the radio. And even I've even got a couple of tracks that I, you know, I recorded on myself. Rapping isn't my forte, but, you know, I've messed around with it on a couple of tracks that I think you guys will really enjoy.
All right. Well, like I said, send us an email at Big Stats Radio. I was speaking with your gopher the other day. I also sent her a text with my email as well. So if you want, you can give her a call later to pass on that email to you as well. But it's bigstatsradio@gmail.com.
Absolutely. I will do that.
All right. And we're going to toss it to one more song before we sign out for the day. And we are going to toss it to Soldier by Destiny's Child featuring T.I. Coming up.
Got it, I'm the hottest around. They'll know it when they see you rolling them polos around it. With the top down, feeling the sound quaking and vibrating your thighs. Riding harder than guys with the chrome wheels at the bottom, white leather inside. When the lane is spitting at you, tell them don't even try it. To shoot it with Shell and kick it with Kelly or holler at B. You gotta be G's, you way out of your league.
We like them boys that be in them like leaning. Open them out, they grill gleaming. That we're playing it, playing it.
Always be talking that country slang. We like
a beat that be in the back beating, beating. I be so low from that cheapin'. I love how he came up by this screaming, screaming. A rude boy that said to me with street credibility.
If you wanna play hood, I ain't tripping for him. But I'll be straight if you're looking at me. I need a soldier, and if you stand up on me.
Like them boys up top from the BK. Know how to put that money three ways. Always riding big on the freeway.
With that East Coast slang, that is country girls we like.
Low cut teasers with the deep way. So quick to snatch up your Beyonce. Always coming down, popping our way.
Telling us that country girls are kind of girls they like.
I
need a soldier, and if you stand up for me, no need to carry big things.
army. I'm walking with purple hearts on me. You're talking to the sergeant. Body marked up like the subway in Harlem. Call him, we the F baby. Please say the baby. If you don't see me on the block, I ain't trying to hide. I blend in with the hood, I'm camouflaged. Bandana tied, so mommy join my troop. Now every time she hear my name, she go,
on the phone tonight. Homie in the dickies in my zone tonight. He don't know it might be on tonight. Oh, he looking good and he talking right. He the type that might change my life. Every time he look at me, my girls be like, that one may be the one tonight.
That was Destiny's Child with Soldier, and I want to thank our guests for joining us this week. And remind you guys that you can listen to past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour at BigStatsIdleHour.com or by going to MSFPInc.com. That's MSFPInc.com, where you can listen to past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour, hear music by my group, the MSFP crew, as well as music that I produce, projects that I'm involved with. And while you guys are there at Big Stats Idle Hour or at MSFPInc.com, go down, scroll to the bottom at MSFPInc.com. You'll see a beautiful yellow little button. We're starting a foundation, the Big Stats Cares Foundation, that will benefit special needs children through music education. This is a foundation that will give these children a voice through music. So you guys, too, can be the start. Be on the ground floor of starting this beautiful foundation by clicking on that beautiful little yellow button there at msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com. And we'll catch you here next time on Big Stats Idle Hour.